اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. In the first part today, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 110 and 111 of Surah Al-Isra, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاة ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا شريك في الملك ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 110 and 111 of Surah Al-Isra, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan, the great Egyptian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in verse 110, we have several rules of tajweed. The first one I'd like to talk about is the lam in the majestic name of Allah. The way that lam in the name of Allah is pronounced, we can pronounce it in two ways, either with tawleel or tarqiq. Tawleel is basically the same as tafkhim,
which is thickness.
Which is thickness. And when we're talking about the lam of Allah, we say tawleel. Tawleel means density, okay? Yeah. To make something dense or thick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And practically means to pronounce it with the full mouth.
Full mouth, yes. So, قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ. قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ. The lam is pronounced with تَغْلِيل. Why?
Because actually it is preceded by a letter with actually a dhamma here.
Exactly. Okay, if we're pronouncing Allah by itself, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ, because we're pronouncing it with a fatha, mm-hmm. because Allah has a fatha at the beginning, again, you always pronounce it with tawleel.
Yeah.
Okay. But if Allah is not at the beginning of the utterance, is not the first word that you are pronouncing, we have to look at the letter that's before the lam of Allah. Okay. If it's a dhamma or fatha, we pronounce it with tawleel.
Actually, we have to look at the haraka of that letter.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, yes. To be more precise, we have to look at the haraka of the letter that's before the word of Allah. Okay, if it's a dhamma or fatha, we pronounce it with tawleel. Okay, but if it's a kasra, we pronounce it with tarqiq. We have both cases in these two verses. قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ, that's one with tawleel. And in the next verse, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ
لِلَّهِ
لِلَّهِ. We don't say لِلَّهِ, okay?
Mm-hmm.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. Because of the kasra of mim.
Yeah, because of the kasra. Now, what if there is a ya'ul mad, or aliful mad, or wa'ul mad? Alif al-Mad and Waw al-Mad are the same as Fatha and Dhamma with respect to Tawleel of the majestic name of Allah. Because Alif al-Mad is a Fatha that's doubled, and Waw al-Mad is a Dhamma that's doubled. The sound is doubled.
But
so they're the same.
Can such a thing occur before Allah?
It could occur.
How?
But the Alif al-Mad or the Waw al-Mad or Ya al-Mad is not pronounced like a long vowel.
Yeah, again, the result is a short vowel.
The result is
actually
a short
Allah
vowel.
Allah begins with a hamzatul
wasl. Yeah, like قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ. We don't say قُلِ دُعُوا
اللَّهَ.
So, yeah, in pronunciation, it's a short vowel, but it can happen. You might say that, okay, what if it's a long vowel? If it's a long vowel, then the rule is going to be the same rule as whenever you have a long vowel followed by hamzatul wasl.
Mm-hmm. For example, that becomes a short vowel, actually.
Which becomes a short vowel. For example, we have awidur rahman. In verse 110, قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ awidur rahman. Even though udu'u becomes udu'ur rahman.
Because of the aliful.
Because of the aliful wasl or the hamzatul wasl. It becomes a dhamma. If it's a ya'ul mad, it becomes a kasra. If it's an aliful mad, it becomes a fatha.
And it's the same case for Allah.
Yeah. Another very important rule is sometimes, especially aliful mad, is not written like a normal aliful mad. For example, we have the word Allah itself. Do we have an alif al-mad that's written like an alif al-mad?
No, there's a small alif above
lam. We have a small alif above the lam and above the shadda. Okay?
Or like kitab. Sometimes it is written
But actually, all the time, kitab is written, the ta has a small alif above it. But for Allah, even the small alif is not written. If you look, for example, in the Uthman Taha Codex, you'll see that, because everyone knows that Allah has to be pronounced with, has to be pronounced like a long vowel, with an alif with med. Yeah. But some other words, for example, husna. Sometimes alif is written on the two letters ya and waw.
Mm-hmm.
So ya and waw, they become seats or bases for alif.
Mm-hmm.
For alif ul-mad,
so they are not supposed to be pronounced.
They shouldn't be pronounced. Okay.
When that small alif just is just above them.
Yeah, you have to pronounce the letter that's before that ya with alif ul-mad.
Mm-hmm.
Husna. Look at verse 110. Ayyamma tad'u falahu al-asma'ul husna.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Discussing some hadith about the significance of the Quran. The hadiths we have been discussing are selected from Al-Kafi, the section called Kitabu Fadl al-Quran, about the merits of the Quran, another chapter of the same section. Fadlu Hamil al-Quran. The merits of the people who carry the Quran. Of course, to carry the Quran doesn't mean just to have a copy of the Quran in your hand or pocket and carry it. If Allah give me chance, inshallah, another time in future, I will explain more the concept of Hamlul Quran. What does it mean, Hamlul Quran? Anyway, in this chapter, Fadlu Hamil al-Qur'an, there are some hadiths. The first hadith, an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet said, Inna ahl al-Qur'an في أعلى درجة من الآدميين ما خلا النبيين والمرسلين. The people of the Quran are in the highest rank among human beings except the prophets and messengers. So after the prophets and messengers who themselves received wahy, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after them, who has the highest rank? Ahlul Qur'an, the people of the Qur'an. فَلَا تَسْتَضْعِفُوا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ حُقُوقَهُمْ. Do not underestimate the rights of the people of the Quran. Don't underestimate their right, their position, their rank. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْجَبَّارِ لَمَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Because truly, they have a very high position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, We'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوّبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.